Sokuyizika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Wola mbela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 13 kuMbimbidi 2022 ngokwesidlule. Endabeni zethu namhlanje. Iqhubekela phambili imikhankaso yokhetho oluzayo eZimbabwe.
When we say
we will
cause the
real
suffering, this country belongs to God.
Umeli Ndlovu othakazelela ukujova intshele zani uthi uzajova ibhasikili esuka eDurban esiya eLusaka kwele Zambia.
Sizoba lohambo mhlaka 12 April kusiya ku 19 April.
Abakhubazekileyo abahlala emaphandleni bathola ama wheelchairs.
Kulohlelo ekade ngilalo olokubhekana labantu abakhubazekileyo esigabeni sakithi khona lapha kuwatsheni.
Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatha zezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa kulo msakazo. Amabandla atshiyeneyo namhla aqhubekele phambili sikhankasela ukhetho oluzayo eZimbabwe. Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change belisenkundleni yeDulibazimu Stadium eBridge kuthi LNDCT lenze umhlangano walo eHarare. Ibandla elibusayo belisesakuva Stadium eMutare esabeleni seManicaland. Okhokhela ibandla le-CCC uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukhulume ngokuthuthukisa indawo zonke eZimbabwe. Uthakazelelwe ngabantu bonke akade besendaweni le ngesikhathi sethula imibiko yakhe eqakathekileyo.
When we say umuntu ophezulu, we are also saying this country belongs to God. We are saying we are one people. We are saying we have one vision. We are saying we have the one nation.
Nansi sithi imini phezulu, sithi ilizwe leli ngelikaNkulunkulu, njalo nxa sibambene silakho ukuthi sithuthukise ilizwe lethu.
Thank you very much.
Lokugcizelelwe ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandlaleli uMnumzana Ostalo Siziba.
Siyabonga mthakazi omuhle namhlanje beStepet Bridge eDulibazimu lapho uMongameli Advocate Nelson Chamisa ba-addressa khona izizukulwane zeBay Bridge mayelana nendaba yama-by-election. Abantu bebekhona bebaningi njalo uMongameli ukhulume ngendaba ezifanana le-devolution. Indaba zokuthuthukisa kwe-Bay Bridge njenge-border town. Indaba yokuthi kube lokuhlanisa kwendimi zabantu esitsheneyo lamasiko abantu abatsheneyo sikhangele njengokuthi lapha e-Bay Bridge kulamasiko atsheneyo okufanele recognize lokuhlonitshwa. Yikho uMongameli ebambe indaba yokubana kuthuthukile le ndaba ye-Bay Bridge, le ndaba yokuthi kuxotshwe amasela ukuze ilizwe liye phambili.
Kuningi ngokuthenjiswe uZulu eHarare obekulomhlangano webandla le-MTCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora. Amalunga ebandla leli abehlabela okunye okumangalisayo besithi bazahlangana nebandla likaChamisa lamanye ngosuku lokuvota. Umnumzana Witness Dube obona ngokwethula kwemibiko kubandla le-MTCT uthi baqhuba kahle imikhankaso yokhetho lwama-by-elections oluza kwenziwa mhlaka 26 Mbimbido.
Abantu abananzelele bakithi ukuthi ukhetho lumayelana lezidingo zabantu, ukhetho lumayelana lezinto eziphathelane lokubuswa kwabantu. Akukho nje mayelana lokunikana igunya lokuphukumezana abantu betshengisela amandla kumbe betshengisela ukwaziwa kakhulu. Kumayelana ngokuthi bona bosaziwayo bazaletha nguquko bani ebantwini.
Incwadi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Bernard Bhekelizwe Ndlovu uthi kuningi okumele kwenziwe ngamabandla eZimbabwe ukwenzela ukuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho ngendlela eqondileyo.
Senza into ezifananayo, akula into entsha eyenziwe engayenza ukuthi umuntu opheleleyo akhangelele ukuthi kuzobe lukhululekile. Kulokhu senzala khona ukuthi akubone ukuthi abantu uma bezambonza amarali abo bavalelwa, bangazi ba-apply amaphoyiseni abaningi ipermission yokuthi ba-demonstrate or do anything. And unfortunately i-opposition nayo yenza into efanayo futhi, ukutshintsha ikhala yaba yiyelo. Yiyo kuphela into eyi-one engathi namhlanje kuthiwa kutshintshiwe izinto sezizinto. So akula anginakhangelelo noba elincane lokuthi ukhetho lungaba lukhululekile.
So ubona ngazani po yabaphikisayo kume tingabangenile kukhetho lolu kumbe hathi
ukungena kume tingabangenile, but mabe ngena bengena benamasu namacebo amatsha hayi la afanayo. Ukhanyani kulofuna ukuzibonakalisa okukhulu kakhulu okunga translate to any results. Ufuna ukuthi sibonakale ukuthi sigcwele lapha. Ungabheka ngo-2018 kuye kwenziwa kwaba nenkalakatha yemathi ngo-2018 eyayigcwele harayi laphana kwaba ikhala yabo enkulu kakhulu, kodwa kuthe maso kushiwa kuma-results akuzange kutshengisa into enhle. So akula lutho olutsha bawenze. So kodwa ukuthi bangene ku-election akukho wrongo. Okurongo yikuthi bangena besebenzisa amasu akudala esiwaziyo, izame responda ngamasu afanayo futhi esiwaziyo. So kuyini okutsha esikukhangeleleyo?
Pho Ndlovu kuyo ngaphi lapha nxa wena sukhangele njengoba ukhuluma sithi hayi kungani kuyafana lokho okudala okade kusenzakala khonokho?
Kufana nje lokuthi umuntu umbono uyaphuma uya kudirection sisekhaya kuhambana eyokuya etsholotsho yena sithi ufuna ukuya lupane. Kuyiwa ngaphi? Kuyiwa etsholotsho, kuyiwa ku-same results esivele sihlele siwabona la ukuthi kuzovotwa bathabe bathi sebewinile ba-appeale to international community ukuthi khake libone namba sebesitila, kugcine kubuyelwe futhi emuva iZANU-PF izonqoba. So ngezana lezi zinto ezifana nabo government of national unit and things like that, national government of unit, but it's the same thing. There is no creativity at all in our politics in Zimbabwe.
Kumele ukuthi pho kwenziweni Ndlovu, njengoba siyabona ukuthi khonokuthi kwenziwe ama-electoral reforms kuyehlula, pho kwenziweni kwele Zimbabwe?
So inkalakatha yento ekhona yokuthi abantu bangene endlini yokucubungula nokucabanga izinto ezi-creative. Ungakunanzelela for example ngesikhathi oJoshua Nkomo labo Mgabe besilwa lamabhunu, baqala besenza khonoku beloku bebhoda bekhuluma lokhu akunakugxatshana zokubonakala i-armed response. IZimbabwe sidinga into entsha and I'm not saying ukuthi kufunakala ukuthi kuyenziwe impi, kodwa mhlawumbe into engani ifana nalakhonoku ukuthi kungafakwa ama-colors akhanye phandle. In other words, kube lokulwa kodwa abantu besilwa becasha hayi ngezibhamu hayi ngembhobho. But asithi manje sithi thina instead of doing i-rally sidinga ukwenza i-rally e-invisible engabonwayo yizani ukuthi i-rally eyenzakeleyo ingaphuma ma bengakucabangisisa kahle. I-rally entsha engakazi engabonakaliyo, ziningi indlela zokukwenza khonokho. Kodwa ungakhuluma nabo abe-opposition manje bakutsho ukuthi no, the whole world over we esikubonayo thina i-rally vele ihleli khona kuwonke ama-election. Why do we want to do izinto ngenxa yokuthi zenziwa umhlaba wonke? IZimbabwe akungeke kwenzakaleni ukuthi ibe yiyo ilizwe lakuqala ukwenza into entsha, irally engabonakaliyo, an invisible rally. That still happens, that doesn't need imvumo yamaphoyisa ukuthi athi wona siyalivumela. Yenzakala abantu bakhoneke. For example, ngunike example nje engani khashana, abantu kuthi emakuzezala i-COVID bazite ukuthi ngeke sibuye sihlangane futhi, kodwa siyahlangana thina. Ikampani engiyisebenzelayo mina siyafika bo 500, siyahlangana singu-500. No one knows if siyahlangana, abawazi sihlangana njani, but siyahlangana.
Ukuba
sakhona indlela ama-methods akudala umhlaba utshintshile, nasibe sokusizitshe ukuthi we are still going to do it that way. Yibuthutha. So kuyazi ukuthi abantu bese bezibuza ukuthi laba abantu abafuna ukuthatha ama-vipa, are they creative enough to even transform the economy, bangangena ku-power na? Ngoba they are not showing any form of creativity in the way they conduct themselves around iZANU-PF.
Ye, lapho nje ama-virtual rallies khonokho kungenziwa ebulenjini, kodwa eZimbabwe kuyahlupha nxa sikhuluma ama-virtual rallies. Siyawazi ukuthi i-internet iyahlupha lokunye okuthize.
Exactly. Ma ukhuluma kanjalo anti ungathi wena A ku-AI yale, and I like what we are doing mina nayo manje, ngoba sithe A sithe i-rally sathi uyayiyalisa iZANU, sabeya ku-virtual elidinga i-internet seyibona ukuthi uyayiyalisa. So siyastopha yini lapho, kumbe siyacabanga kisa kakusha? Sesingabuyela kumapungu. Amapungu ngesikhathi esenzakala kanje amabhunu hayi khona ukubabona abantu ma behlangana nabantu ebusuku bejayeza isikokotha besenza into ze-politics. So engikushoyo ngezindlela yokuthi i-room ye-creativity ivulekile, abantu ma befuna ukucabanga ingqondo siziphiwe nguNkulunkulu, singastophi ukucabanga njalo singacabanga ukuthi lokhu esikwenza yikho kodwa oku-possible. There is still other things that abantu bangacabanga bakwenze in politics. So like I'm saying, kuyajabulisa ukuthi for example nanayo manje sesikhulume ngento ezi-2, sikhulume nge-rally, sakhuluma nge-virtual rally, sayibona into ayiyenzi. Lokhu sisiya phambili, sicabe sisebenzisa ingqondo zethu. Opposition wayengakwenzi yona khonoko.
Ibandla leZanu PF lalo liqhuba imikhankaso yalo emaphandleni lemadolobheni. Bathi akumelanga uZulu avotele amabandla aphikisayo ngoba andlelana lamazwe eNtshonalanga afakela inkokheli yebandla leZanu PF izijeziso zenotho. Umeni Ndlovu wajova intshelelezane esuka eJohannesburg kwele South Africa wafika koBulawayo uthi uzajova ibhayisikili labanye bakhe ababili ngenyanga ezayo esuka eDurban esiya eLusaka kwele Zambia. UNdlovu uthi uhambo lolu ngolokulimukisa uZulu ngomkhuhlane we-high blood pressure.
Niyangikhumbula ngeke ngathatha uhambo lokusuka eMidrand ngisiya eBulawayo in 2 days. Okwamanje size si-Ultra Vital Breakfast Cycling Challenge. Sizoba lohambo mhla ka-12 April kusiya ku-19 April 2022. I-awareness yethu is blood pressure, i-BP. Abazali bayatshona imhlaba wonke nje ngendaba ye-BP. So as iZulu Foods, iZulu Foods got a different products ukuncedisa laba abantu abaphethe iBP. Nathi esifuna ukuzivikela kuBP, uhambo lungumango ongange 2500 kilometers luzoba lama stages. I think ama stages azoba yi 7. Sizosuka eDurban sizolala eJoburg. I think it's more than 500 km. Then city Joburg to Polokwane, then kuzoba le Polokwane to Gwanda, then city Gwanda to Bulawayo, city Bulawayo to Harare, Harare to Kariba, then city Kariba to Lusaka. Singamadoda amathathu, 3 guys. Singamadoda amathathu nje i-awareness yethu nge-BP ngoba ngishilo ukuqaleni. So ngiyabonga kakhulu, besicela imithandazo. Sicela lama sponsor ukuthi besincedise lapha ehambweni lwethu. Abangabe belembuzo bazongibuza lapha, bayazi bengathi Meli Ndlovu the cyclist.
UMeli Ndlovu uthakazelela ukujova intshelelezane. Ubexoxa le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Lwezi maphandleni namhla sisemangweni webulilima West lapho sixoxa khona loSibanjana Dube onceda abantu abakhubazekileyo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Dube.
Anginikingelele bantu bakithi, libingelelwa ngokaSibanjana Mntwana, uSibanjana Junior the big animal ocula le qembu lempi yosindiso ocula ezokholo. Ngingena ngokubonga kakhulu, ngibingelela nawe baba uDube ngithi ayi akula nto embi.
Kwenzakala nikhona ngapho komdimba?
Ngingena ngokujabula kakhulu okukhona engithe ngahlangana lakho mhla ka-6 kungesonto 6 March nalinyanga nje wasekiyo lapho ngibe labavakashi engangithela mingabanqinisa ngoba kulo hlelo ekade ngilalo olokubhekana labantu abakhubazekileyo esigabeni sakithi khona lapha ku-10 ebulilima West endaweni yakombimba. Ngazama ukuxoxa abantu abakhubazekileyo ngabheka ukuthi inhlupho zabo yini. Ngathola ukuthi kukhona abanye abantu akade bedinga ama-wheelchair kuleyo ndawo. Kodwa ke ngase ngikhulumisana ke lo baba usenator uKhuphe, uWatson Khuphe, onguyena obhekane lezigoga naye ongomunye wezigoga. Wasekhuluma ke labantu bakoJaro Sjiri ke bavumelana ukuthi hayi bazasivakatshela. Bathe besivakatshela ke ngase ngicela ama-wheelchair ayi-2 ekade ngiwacelela umama uNabenita Moyo lo mama unasifiso Sibanda babuya nawo ke. Kwakhanya ke xa sesikhona pho ngase mbona kukhona omnye umama leyo ekade le problem yokuhamba.
Okunye ke baba Dube,
ngithe khonapho zahleli ke sebephiwe la ma-wheelchair abantu benkosi. Ngabonga kakhulu kwabakhona ukujabula ebantwini labo. Kwase kusiba khona isimemo futhi engisitholayo phana kwaleli viki ukuthi kulomunye umfana ozelwe ngo-1996 wazalwayo akakwanisi ukuhamba, ozalwa lapha kohingwe koyisaya. Ngakhuluma ke lo baba ovela koJaro Sjiri uthi kwechayi, wasesithi hayi ngiyangimtshele ke ukuthi ngifunani. Ngase ngitshela futhi ukuthi ngifuna amanye ama-wheelchair amabili ezaqondana nalo omunye umama laye lojaha owakohingwe. Sithi kuyinto enhle kakhulu nxa singabe sichala uhulumende asizwe babudube kuyinto enhle kakhulu uhulumende asizwe abuye futhi azazofika endaweni ezinjengakithi ngoba mambangla umango wakithi usuka ePlumtree siza lapha esikhona is about 132 okumango omkhulu kakhulu uma usuka khona le kubo Bulawayo kodwa bafikile abantu benkosi bafika ke basinikeza lezo zinto engicela kakhulu ukuthi ebantwini bakithi iza izigoga zethu kumbe abantu abakhubazekileyo kasingabafihli ezindlini kasibafezeni bebonakale ukwenza ukuthi nxa besifuna usizo sibanikeze lona isithi ngalawo mazwi ngiyabonga kakhulu baba Dube
lapha lizwe umnumzana Sibanjana Dube odabuka kombimba ebulili mawesi le yistudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizophiwa ngapha eVoice of America eWashington singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sesikhangele ezweya kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane iziphathamandla zabone-Ukraine zithi abantu abedlula amashumi amathathu 35 bafile wathi abedlula ikhulu lamashumi amathathu 134 balimala kulandela ukubhondwa kwenkamba enkulu yamafutha kwizwe lokutshiswa duzane nelizwe nakwele-Poland zitshele i-associated press ukuba vele rashiya libhombe inkamba ye-Yavarov ngama-missiles amanene inkamba le ituzane nedolobho le-Lviv kulezipepeli eziningi ezibaleke kwamanye amadolobho ezizama ukuyaphephela kwamanye amazwe umanyano we-United Nations futhi kulabantu abedlula izigidi ezimbili engxenye 2.6 million asebebaleke kwele-Ukraine bavimbela kwamanye amazwe abantu abafika amajoni ayisithupha 60 bafile namhla engozini yesitimela kwele-Democratic Republic of Congo i-Agence France Press ibika ukuba isitimela lesi besisuka edolobheni le-Lyon sisiya eGenkeng sokwesikhathi sezamasiko namhla siphupha ngelitshe eligiqike entabeni yeduzane lenjelele ngambe kutshoni lokhu uze sihlaziye lolu daba siphokele lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu siyakwamukela Ngwenya kuhlelo
ukudilika kwensika efana laleyana eyinsika la okukholelwa khona ukuthi ikhona okuhlala khona idloze elikhulu idloze kuyilona elengamele isizwe okuyilozi elakhonzwa ngamakhosi ethu awesizwe sakomthwakazi kusukela nje kubomambo kuze kufike nenkosi umzilikazi layo esizwa kuthiwa yafika laphayana yakhonza kangangokuthi yaze yanikela ngezinkomo eziningi ezivalelwa kwezingamakhulu amabili neyaqhubeka iyithatha njengendawo ehloniphekile leyana kwakuthi noma kuzoba lempi amabutho kwakufanele akayedlula khona ngale kwenziwe amasiko ukuze kube lezinhlanhla lapha bayakhona ukwezokwazi ukuthi bazinqobe lezo zimpi nesibona lento yaqhubeka kwaze kwafika ngejonge yesikhathi sekuliwa impi yombangazwe abantu abafana nabo Joshua Nkomo nezinduna ezinye nabanye nje abengameli bamasiko esintu baqhubeka beloko bexhumana naye injelele besiyacela zona izinhlanhla zokuthi izwe likhululeke
Ungwenya uphinde wathi
nesizwa kahle ukuthi ke okunye okwenza ukuthi izinto zingasahambi ngendlela kungenxa yokuthi eminye yemiyalezo eyayivela laphayana kumvela inqangi noma ngithi ungwali ayisalandelwanga ngendlela ababe kade betshelwe ngayo nesizwa okuthiwa kungenzeka ukuthi okunye kwabangelwa intukuthelo eyaphuma khona lapha nelitsheni pho-ke namhlanje nxa insika leyana idilika itshelelana lisiwa ngempela kuyatsho ukuthi isigameko lesi esimumethe okuthile okungaba mhlambe nomphumela ongemuhle esizweni obe kudingeka ukuthi alube kusandliwa ngoludala amahosana ukube bayasondela khonaphana nalaba abaxhumanisi besizwe noMveli Nqane noma ngithi uNgwali baye laphana kugide kwenzwe yonke imicimbi yenziwa laphana efana namasiko okuxhumana nokushweleza kuze kuvele ukuthi ngabe konakalephi phela sekukunenge okwenzeka laphana esizokuxwa nalaba abazombusazwe bake bafika laphana babhomba sizwe nje eminyakeni embala lapha kuthiwa baphinde bebonakale laphana besiyagila imikhuba nokungaziyo ukuthi baye begila imikhuba besenzane impela akuyona into enhle njengoba siyabona lo nyaka izulu belifikile kahle lana awu nininini izulu labuyela kuthile emasimini kuyisimangaliso manje uma ubuka lesi sigameko uyabona ukuthi ngempela lukhulu luyeza kuhambisana nakhona lokho sikubona emasimini kuhambisana nakho ukudilika kwensika kuyatsho ukuthi konakele kakhulu komkhulu bekufanele ngabe isizwe siyasondela sizwe ukuthi ngabe konakalephi.
Hayi-ke uhlelo lwethu luma lapha okwalamhlanje. Besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Okwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lesiKristu silo Ntungamene Khomo.
Kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngontungameli Nkomo namhlanje ngilomfundisi Vusani Sibanda. Usiphatheleni mfundisi?
Sizathola incwadi yethu ku-2 Timothy chapter 4:7. Uthi apostle Paul uthi ibanga lam sengilidijinile ngaze ngadlulila ngenza ofu osokusela ukuthi ngithole umqhele ekhaya kababa. Ukhomba nokhulu ukhomba ukuthi emhlabeni siphila uNkulunkulu kusidala sinomsebenzi or sinenhloso okumele sizoyifezekisa emhlabeni ngokuphila kwethu. Asidalwanga nje ukuthi sibe ngumhlobiso, sinenhloso ngomdali okumele sizifezekise ngokuphila kwethu. Lithini ibanga lakho baba, lithini ibanga lakho mama, lithini ibanga lakho mntwana? Ungumuntu onjani emphakathini? Ungubaba onjani kubantwana bakho ekukhomini ophila kuyo kulizwe lakho? Ungubaba onjani? Ungumama onjani endodeni yakho? Ungumama onjani kubantwana bakho? Ungumama onjani emphakathini? Uyingane njani esikolweni mhlawumbe uthisha ukhala ngawo? Uyingane njani kucommunity lapho ophuma khona? Uyingane njani ivi lasenkozweni okhonza khona? Ithini ibanga lakho? Bangakanani ababusisa usuku abaqala ukuhlangana ngalo lawe? Bangakanani abaqalekisa usuku abaqala ukuhlangana lawe? Ungumuntu onjani kwabanye abantu? Lithini ibanga lakho? Ngoba lendlela oyiyo yindlela ebonisa ibanga lakho, yindlela even oyiyo nakumdala. Mhlawumbe baba, njengoba ulapha, ibanga lakho nelo zokukhombisa abanye ubaba ukuthi umuntu wesifazane uphathwa kanjani. Baba akababi, ubaba uyababelela, ubaba uletha itest ekhaya. Kumele umama mayide bheka ubaba abone wonke amathathu zamasuku. Ubaba kayilona ibhubesi. Ungubaba onjani? Ithini ibanga lakho kunkosikazi wakho? Unkosikazi wakho mayibheke wena ubona, ubona bani? Ubona ubaba obabelelayo or ubona ubaba obabayo? Lithini ibanga lakho mama kwabanye umama lakumda yakho? Lithini ibanga lakho? Ungumama onjani kumkakho? Mhlawumbe ubaba enkonzweni uyaguqela umfundisi uzuthi baba, kodwa kubaba endlini uthi ithini ibanga lakho? Uyamgeza na ubaba sometimes nawo na ubonisa ukuzithoba? Ungumama onjani kumkakho? Ungumama onjani kubantwana bakho? Ungumama onjani emphakathini? Udalelwe ukuzokwenzani emhlabeni? Yini purpose, yini injongo yakho yokuba kwakho emhlabeni? Uyamseva na umkakho? Lithini ibanga lakho ngani yami? Ngoba umntwana ophelele kumele abe nesibusiso somzali, abe nesibusiso sikatitsha esikolweni, abe nesibusiso senkonzweni, abe nesibusiso sakho somdala. Uyingane njani emphakathini? Lithini ibanga lakho lapho khona kuleso sikhundla kuso, mhlawumbe uyimaneja uyini leso sikhundla kuso? Lithini ibanga, bathini labo obakhokhelayo? Bayakwazi na, bayakubusisa na, obayakuqalekisa? Zingakanani inyembezi eziwa phansi ngawo? banga kana na baqale kususuka baqala ukuhlangana nawe ngalo umuntu onjani emhlabeni ithi ibanga lakho udalela ukuzokwenza lemhla udalela ukuzokusisa abanye abantu na uzohlukumeza abanye abantu na ithi ibanga lakho lendlela oyiyo esibona ngayo uyindlela oyiyo lakumdala o lendlela engibona ngayo yindlela engiyiyo lakumdala asibonje kunomfihlakalo yezulu mfihlakalo engcwele usisa imimoya yethu mtyalo wakho konke sizibhekele imimoya yethu ukuthi singoba sazi ukuthi sidalele ukuthi sizokwenza emhlabeni ngoba uma sihlukumeza abanye abantu sihlukumeza ngomqondo ma inyembezi zabanye abantu zisiwa ngathi mpela nawe uyakhala ngathi mdala iyakhuleka zulu
uhlelo uvuselela umoya silomfundisi uVusani Spanda tiyani indlebe uhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo lilami untungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu untungameli Nkomo. Weza batsha lamdla sicoca lomculi.
Manani ngiyabingelela ubalaleli be studio 7 lo bingelelayo umthabisi Mvundla wazo ukuthi umashiye ndiya ugwajo okanye ideshi yomaskani ngibona ngofana ozalwe echolotsho wakhulela khona uthe ngokubuya ngaphe goli wabuya waqala umculo kamaskandi kuthe ngo 2019 la ngikhiphe khona idlalade lami laqala ebenesihloko esithi konakele ebenezingoma nje abantu abazithande kakhulu laphana ezifana nengoma ethi ngiyanqongoza isekhona nindawo kamaskandi ngiyanqongoza kuzoba khona ingoma ezithi isoka lami ingoma ethandwa kakhulu leyo album kakhulu naleyo ethandwa lwakho kuthe ngo 2020 ngakhipha album yesibili ebenesihloko esithi bayangithanda abantu kuleyo album bakhombisa kakhulu ukuthanda kakhulu abantu nokuyithenga bayithenga kakhulu kunezi ngoma laphana ezimnandi kakhulu esifana nabo konke kulungile Xola Maidali nje bazihandile kakhulu abantu umsebenzi wami utholakala kuma-digital stores wonke noma ngabe usenga kuphi umculo ungafika usethi ukuthi mashiye ndiya ugwajo uzowuthola nakanjani ngiyatholakala futhi uma ngabe ufuna ama-CD singakulayini lapho ungawathola khona kodwa-ke uma ufuna ama-CD ungaxhumana nami enambeni yami noma uyangifonela noma uyangiwhatsappa uyangithola inamba yami ithi yona 0691212 angiyiphinde 0691211212 ilula nje kanjalo ngiyatholakala kuFacebook ngiyatholakala Instagram TikTok Twitter ngiyatholakala ungasesha nje uthi mashiye ndiye noma uthi gwajo uzongithola lapho nakanjalo
kulo uJakelala singawesibe uhlelo lolomhlanje ukuthi sihlangene ukuthi lazo siqhubekela phambili imikhankaso yokhetho oluzayo eZimbabwe. Umeli Ndlovu othakazelela ukujova intshelele zami uthi uzajova ibhayisikili esuka eDurban esiya eLusaka kwele Zambia. Abakhubazekileyo abahlala emaphandleni bathola ama-wheelchair. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lolomhlanje olivalelisayo ngoKipstube.